How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friends? I hope you are having a ridiculously, unbelievably fabulous start to your day, or you're already crushing it throughout your day if you're listening or watching this in the middle of the day, or maybe even at night, or maybe even it's 2 or 3 in the morning. You're saying, you know what? I'm doing a little Finding Direction binger at night. Either way, welcome to the Action After this week. This week, we're talking about Alexa Carlin's Action After item. And just as her full episode was absolute, I'm just going to say fuego. It was fire. It was nuggets everywhere. I want to share with you her also fire Action After item. And today we're going to be breaking it down into 3 separate Action After items. Now, the first Action After item, or the Action After in general, is going to be called your non-negotiables. All right, today we're talking about your non-negotiables. And as the first Action After item, we're going to look at what are the non-negotiables for you when it comes to your career, when it comes to your business, when it comes to your professional life. What are the things that you say, you know what? This is a non-negotiable. I need to have this in my career, in my business, whatever it be. All right, so how we're going to do that is the first thing you're going to do for the first Action After item is we're kicking it, we'll call it old school. And if you have access to, which unless you're like Alexa and you're going through a paper shortage, which is a whole nother side story of her book launch that she recently did, you probably do not have a paper shortage. So anyhow, what I want you to do is grab yourself a piece of paper, or if you don't have a piece of paper or you don't want a piece of paper, you could also do this on your notes section of your phone. But what you want to ask yourself and what you want to actually physically write down, right? You've been listening to this podcast, if it's your first time or your 212th time, you know that there's power in writing. We know that there's power in it. When you write something down physically, it sends neurons to your brain and it actually creates different patterns in your neurons, right? So it actually makes a neurological difference. So what you want to write down is on a piece of paper, write down what are 10 things for you that are non-negotiable when it comes to your work, right? Again, for some of us, this may be a business. For some of us, this may be our career, our job. But you want to ask yourself, what are a few things that are non-negotiable for you? Maybe you go, you know what? It's non-negotiable that after this last year that's been pretty crazy, for me, it's a non-negotiable that I want to work from home at least 2 days a week. And maybe you go, that's what a non-negotiable is. For you, maybe you go, you know what? A non-negotiable for me is I want to be doing work that impacts people's lives. You go, that's a non-negotiable. It doesn't, you don't, maybe you don't have specifics yet around how you're going to do that or where you want to do that. But you go, non-negotiable is I want to be making a difference in people's lives. Maybe for you, you go, you know what? A non-negotiable is I need to work with people. Right? Maybe you go, I'm not someone that can sit in front of a computer all day and do that and be in front of a computer for 8 hours a day and just do that. Like, I need to be interacting with people, and that's a non-negotiable. Right, you see what I'm saying here? But what you want to do is write out a list of what are the things that are non-negotiable in your life. What are the things that are non-negotiable for your career, for your work, for your business? You're going to go for 5 to 10. And maybe at first you go, you know, I only have 3. Well, this is something you can keep in the back of your mind as you go throughout the next week, the next 2 weeks, is as you're going through work, ask yourself, wow, what did I notice that I liked here, that I didn't like here? And you can start to add things to that non-negotiable list, right? The key here is you want to start to differentiate what's a non-negotiable for my career, for my work, for my professional life, and then what's just something that's a nice to have. Because once you start to figure those out and you get clarity on what's a non-negotiable versus what's just nice, that's going to give you so much more clarity on taking the next step in your life. Right, a lot of the times we face a decision in our life, whether we're not happy at our career, whether we're not sure if we want to start this business or start a different business or whatever situation we find ourselves in. Sometimes we come to this place of making a decision and not having as much confidence in making this decision, Now, when you start to do this process for the first action after item of what's non-negotiable and what's just a nice to have, this is going to make it so much easier for you to take that next step, or for you to look at your current situation and say, am I really doing the thing that lights me up? It's going to allow you to take that next decision much smoother, because now you can ask yourself, okay, does this next step, does this decision that I'm facing give me more of my non-negotiables, or does it give me less of my non-negotiables? And then you can move into that step, that direction, that decision from there. All right, so ask yourself step one, what are those non-negotiables? Write them down. The second part is you want to ask yourself, when you have your non-negotiables and you compare it to your current reality. All right, so you're going, these are seven things that are non-negotiable for me. And then you go, this is what my current situation looks like. The first thing you want to start to ask yourself is there anything that you need to cut out? Right? Is there some fat that you need to cut? Is there something you go, this is a non-negotiable, and you know what? This thing that I'm doing does not meet those things. So maybe two things. Maybe one, if you're saying I'm making a bold decision in my life today, you leave. Right? You go, this is not fitting any of my non-negotiables, therefore I need to leave. And yeah, that may be harder. A hard decision to face. But again, if you take the decision, the step with the outlook of, does this give me more non-negotiables or less non-negotiables, it can make you easier to make that. So what do you need to cut out? Now, it may not be totally, you know, a full send like that where you go, you know what, I'm going to leave this job entirely. You may just say, okay, I need to tell the people that I'm working with that I'm going to stop doing these two things and I'm going to do more of these other things. Right? I'm going to do less of the things that I don't want to do, less of the things that are just nice to haves. And I'm going to do these two or three other things that are on my non-negotiable list that I think there's still a way for me to do some of these things, but just do them with what I'm currently doing, right? I just got to adjust some things. So that's the second part. What are some things that you can cut out so you start doing less of the nice to haves and the things that don't fit the non-negotiables? Then the third part, kind of similar to the second part, is asking yourself, how can you do more of the non-negotiables? Right? Maybe you are finding yourself in a place in your life where you go, you know what, I got these seven non-negotiables. I currently am doing two of them, but I know at my work, I can get more of number five, number seven, and number four. You go, so I'm going to talk to the person I work with. I'm going to study my business, rearrange things so that I can do more of these things that are on my non-negotiable list. All right, so that is going to be the action after for this week. Again, the most important part is just writing those things down. Once you write down what are the things that are non-negotiable, everything in your life will begin to change. I had a good friend that posted a quote on Instagram the other day, and he said, I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but he said, you sure see a lot more yellow cars when you're thinking about yellow cars. He said, you sure see a lot more opportunities when you're looking for opportunities. You sure often are a lot more mad when you're looking and thinking of being mad. And the reality was you get more of the things that you think of. So if you write down what these non-negotiables are, innately, you're going to start to think about those more. And as you start to think about those more, you will pull and bring things into your life that are in alignment with those, and you will push away things that are not in alignment with those things. All right, so the most important part of this entire action after is take the 60 seconds right now. Pause the audio right now or right after we finish. Take 60 seconds and just write down what are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 non-negotiables for your professional life. All right. So that's going to be the action after this week, my friends. If you have not yet, one thing I want to ask as we wrap up today is, you know, as a podcaster and as someone that gets to talk to you every single week, one, I am extraordinarily grateful to be in your life. I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your life, out of your day. You could be doing a million different things, but you said, you know what, today I want to hang out with Stu, and I take that just so seriously. I'm so grateful for your time. And the second thing that I would ask, which is just and ask a favor for me, is if you enjoyed this action after, if you enjoyed the full episode with Alexa, if you've enjoyed any of our other episodes, I would ask you to simply go leave us a review. All right, this is a way where we get in front of more people, we can make more of an impact. And also, if you have someone and you're saying, you know, I don't know how to leave a review, it's not that difficult. You just go to the store, you click the review button, boom, you type it in. But if you don't want to do that, another ask I would ask, if you're saying review's too much still, simply if you could just send this to somebody else. Send it to someone else that you can think of in your life that, you know, they're trying to figure out their life, or maybe there's someone that you know is doing something in their life, but it's not what they truly want to be doing. And maybe they just need a little nudge. Maybe they just need a little push that says, you know what? It's time to really step into your calling and not just set it for mediocrity. All right, send them the full episode of Alexa. I promise you, you send them Alexa Carlin's episode, they are going to come back to you and go, holy smokes, thank you so much for sending me that. I got some things in my life that I'm going to change, that I'm going to shift so I can truly step into living a life with my soul on fire. All right, so other than that, I want to say one more time, thank you for hanging out with us today. Go crush this action after item. And other than that, I'll talk to you on the podcast next week, everybody. Take care and have a phenomenal rest of your day. Cheers. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news for 2021. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.